good morning, and welcome to another edition of Listening with K&N. Today is going to be a very special broadcast, no commercials, and that's because what we're doing today is so important. I'm your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, joined by my co-host, Mr. Richard Miles, Sr. Miles, thanks for being here with me today.
Good morning. Good
Had to
morning,
get up early.
Everybody.
You
Absolutely.
All right? Got our coffee?
This is a cause that you want to get up early.
Exactly.
For.
I don't mind not sleeping. You know, I've only got
right.
3 hours of sleep, but it's a good cause. So guess what? I threw on my makeup, got here, and I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. I didn't have to throw any makeup on, but
I always have it easier.
Absolutely.
We are on the beautiful Towson University campus, and Miles, you know what? This might be home soon. My little sister's looking at going here possibly. She doesn't want to be a perp like me for undergrad, but it's all right.
Good choice.
It's a good school. And you know what? Being a perp right now might not be the best after how bad they got beat yesterday. Oh,
yeah.
Lost our second string quarterback. It's hurtful. We're going
to
move on, Terp fans, because you know what? I don't care what anybody says. We beat Texas, so if we don't win any more games the rest of the season, I'm going to be
Texas.
Bragging about that.
Anybody would beat Texas.
No, we beat a ranked team. Let the Terp fans be happy. And guess what today is?
What's the day?
Why are we here? Why are we at Johnny United Stadium?
Hey.
It's the 11th annual Zero Prostate Cancer Run or Walk. We are excited to be here.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have people coming here together to raise money, right, and bring awareness to prostate cancer.
Right. That's something that we all need to be take aware of and understand that
right.
is a killer. And
yeah.
we need to really get checkups and understand early detection is the best.
Exactly. And that's why we're here today, right? Finding it early, like you said, because it affects so many people. I mean, they said 1 in 6 men is going to get prostate cancer. And especially when you're over 50, you're more prone to get it. And it is more prevalent in African American men. So you got to go to the doctor.
I can identify with that because luckily I did have prostate surgery and thank God was no cancer. So,
yes.
hey, so I understand the significance of this walk.
Right. It's huge. And like I said, even if you don't have it, you probably know somebody that has
absolutely.
It or know somebody, you know, who knows somebody
that.
Who has it. Because
yeah.
there's only a couple degrees of separation between
All right. So now I'm joined by Milton, who is a prostate cancer survivor. First of all, Milton, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well,
thank you
for having me.
So I want to talk a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your journey. I mean, first, how did you find out you had prostate cancer? And then tell us, like, what's the treatment like for people that don't know about prostate cancer?
Well, I can only speak of the era in which happened
okay.
for me.
Okay.
Because things have certainly changed since that time.
For the better, right?
For the oh yeah.
Okay, for the better.
regular urology exam led me to have a biopsy.
Okay.
And the biopsy came out questionable, so we had
okay.
a second biopsy.
Okay.
Which came out more positive that there was a problem.
Okay.
In my case, thank God,
yeah.
and of course, at this time in history, we're talking about 2001.
Right.
January 2nd, 2001, I had the prostate
oh, wow.
cancer
wow.
surgery, removal of the prostate.
Right.
And believe it or not, it was really not until we get in there and you take a look at things that we found out, thank God, that the cancer had not penetrated the
oh.
prostate
great.
Wall.
Great.
Thank
what
God.
A blessing, okay?
Right.
That's when I learned that it is more than necessary for a man
right.
to go to the urology center, wherever it may be.
Right.
And, of course, this is about Dr. Siegel, who's in the urology business.
Yes.
Here's a man trying to get everybody to have free prostate.
There you
I
go.
Mean, that's so huge.
Okay.
I saw
huge.
That they have given over 8,000 free, keyword free, prostate cancer.
So that takes away the excuse. I can't afford it.
Right.
I don't
go.
Have coverage.
Go.
Erased.
Right.
We got to can that. We got to go and do what we got to do.
I love it.
And what we've got to do is find out if anything's wrong.
Right.
Hopefully for all of us, things are okay.
Right.
right.
But for those of us who come up positive, then we need to take action.
Right.
Exactly.
On the sidelines and not it. The doctor promised me 10 years, 16 and a half years ago.
Oh,
there
my gosh. That
thank
is
God.
Beautiful.
I'm feeling fine.
Feel good, right?
And
you
I
look
can,
good.
I
feel
can,
good.
Absolutely.
We are
there
honored
you go.
To have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here. So I encourage all men to go out to the urology center, wherever it is, whether you have to pay the shekels or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Go on in and
wonderful.
Get screened because late ain't great.
Oh, my God. You just said it, right, because if you find out too late, unfortunately, who knows what can happen?
Exactly.
And you're a living testament why it's so important to go. Like you
Absolutely.
Said, it's free,
yeah.
So erase that excuse from it. And Chesapeake Urology, who we're
yeah.
excited to be here to partner
right.
with,
Absolutely.
That you can see behind us in the
yeah.
logos, and who
yeah.
gave us these fancy blue shirts
yeah.
at the front today.
I might ask for another one.
We got to get
oh.
you one, Millie.
Oh, my God,
okay.
I lost my survivor set.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh well, they got plenty of them over there for you.
We'll get you another one.
But,
and he's rocking the Oreo shirt looking great.
But
we think
you.
Great. Thank you so much.
But I do want to encourage guys, don't
yes.
sit on the fence.
Okay.
Don't waste time. Ladies,
right.
not
you
great.
Got to go. You
and
have
today,
to go.
You don't even have to have it removed.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to put it all over the table and all that stuff.
You don't have to do all the crazy stuff.
Is
so that is
I
great.
I encourage you.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Okay,
thank
you,
thank you
life.
So much.
Thank you, Milton, for joining us.
All right.
All right. So stay tuned because next, oh my gosh, football fans, you have the record breaking. Let me say that again for y'all, those of y'all listening. The record breaking one and only Charlie Pittman coming to the show. So I know all the old timers right now turning up their radios, listening to the dial a bit closer so they can hear. All right, yes, Mr. Pittman, sit right next to me. How are you? We are excited
great,
to have
you.
Here is your headset so all the good people can hear you. You'll speak right into the mic because we are excited to have Mr. Pittman. First of all, what brought you out here today on this gorgeous Sunday morning to Towson University?
Well, I'm a hometown guy.
All right.
And I got a chance to come home. You get a chance to come home to be with your friends,
right.
the people you grew up with. The people who knew you from back when.
Right.
You can't fool those
you
people.
Can't, they know the real you, right?
Okay. You can't
they
fool
the
them.
Okay.
They know the real
right.
deal. And whenever you get a chance to do that and then help a cause like this, how can you say no?
Exactly.
How can
exactly.
you say no?
Exactly. And
right.
I mean, we're going to have over 4,000 people here today. But you know why? Because it's a great cause. And that's why we're starting
cause.
Early. We've got great weather. And Mr. Pittman, I mean, tell us a little bit about why is this cause really near and dear to your heart? Because we know there's a lot of types of cancer, but why is prostate cancer? Why does it relate to you?
Because I'm a prostate cancer survivor.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had prostate cancer and had my surgery 9 years ago. I'm
okay.
feeling great. I'm feeling wonderful. And I encourage
wow.
anyone who's teetering, who's wavering whether they should do it, they should take the step to make it happen. And
right.
I think they'll be better off in the long
run. Oh, I love it. And like I said, you're a survivor sitting here. So that's why it's so important for early detection, because we almost lost the legend if you hadn't found it early.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So you find it early, you get it taken care of. There's absolutely no reason to die from that.
All right, so, you know, I'm looking at your bio and stuff, Mr. Pittman. You went to Penn State University, who I kind of have a little hate towards because I went to Maryland.
That's okay.
Y'all beat up on us.
Well,
you know, take it easy on my turf.
You weren't the only one we beat up on.
wait a minute. I don't know if you wanted to see Arizona State in them days, but, you know, okay, you know.
He's Arizona
I'm an Arizona State
guy.
Alumni, you know.
I don't know how much.
And, but then
yes.
again,
Tony Lorick, I will always get up Arizona State. I
oh, there
that.
You go. You know, we had a few great ones like Charlie Taylor. People like that. But, you know, like I say, I always fatten myself after you guys because you know,
right.
you played the path for us. You know, I'm a former NFL player myself. And I never, you know, I can never get over it. I'm just in awe every time I meet you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to say thank you. And I can identify with this because I had, thank God I did not have prostate cancer, but I had prostate problem and had it checked on. And, you know, but the doctor told me, say, hey, you got the prostate of a 60-year-old man. I said, I'm 60. He said, oh, I guess I was a little younger than what I was, you know.
Because
wow.
I was scared at first. But when they checked, thank God everything was fine. So,
well,
you know, I'm just delighted to be here for this cause along with Miss Kelsey Nelson. But, hey, I just get excited every time I meet
yes.
you guys. And don't forget to sign this. You know, be big and be no
blank.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't try to ease away without me getting that.
That's for me, right? Or that's for you.
Okay, that's for you.
Book.
I'll come over and get mine, Kelsey Nelson.
Thank
you, know.
You so much, Mr. Pittman. And, I mean, it's just an honor. And you know what? I can't let you go, Mr. Pittman, without
calling you.
Call
me Charlie.
Okay, I'm going to call you Charlie. See,
yeah,
I'm just trying to be polite because you're a great mom.
You're right. Call me Charlie.
I'm kind of starstruck, I have to be honest.
That makes me seem old.
Not old. I think you can still get on the field and compete with the best of them.
And then when you said old, come on, I'm just 62, man. You know. Not old.
That's
you know.
Not old. That's
we
not
just
old.
Get better.
You're right.
Like fine wine. We get better with age.
There you go. There you go.
Tell us a little bit about your former days playing with the Colts and the Cardinals. We want to hear those stories. Give me your best football story that you have from those days.
Oh, my best?
Best football story.
let me tell you this.
Okay.
My rookie year, I was with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're a little nervous as a
rookie.
Right. And I just got married that June.
Oh, okay.
And we were playing, we're going to play the Chicago Bears in St. Louis.
Oh, man, okay.
And I'm with my new bride.
Oh.
And we get ready to get on the elevator, and she says to me, Charles, why are you so nervous? I said, you would be nervous, too, if you won't be playing against Dick Butkus.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you just said
And as I said that, the elevator door opens.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dick Butkus.
I was just about to say that.
Gets off the elevator.
Oh, my gosh.
And gave me one of those mean stare downs.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And he put my picture in his memory bank.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the first series, I line up. And I'm looking across the lawn.
And who did you see?
And I saw Big Dick Butkus.
Oh, I love it.
And he was breathing smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got the ball, and I met Dick Butkus.
Oh, my gosh.
In the hole.
But he had a chance to also meet you.
That was important. Right, you got to meet
you. That was important.
Not only did he tackle me, but when he gets up, he takes his fist, sticks
and
it through the helmet,
yeah,
and pushes up.
No.
And I can't tell you what he said.
I heard them stories. Well, Jim Brown told me a couple of them stories. So, okay.
I can understand that.
That's one of my stories I like to tell. He was mean, tough, and a very competitive football player.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much,
thank you
Charlie,
so much.
For joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank
a real
you so
pleasure.
Much.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You so much,
nice
we appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
And Charlie will be around here for the entire race, so come on down and tell us the University.
Yeah, let me get this, because Miss Nelson grabbed it from me.
Oh,
okay. All right,
thank you so much, Charlie. And next, thank you so much. We are going to have President and CEO of ZeroCancer.org.
Hey, that's the man of the hour here.
The man of
the hour.
The man that helped us put this all together. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be out.
So tell us a little
day.
Bit. Of,
yeah.
We got perfect weather. I don't think we could have asked for anything better. And
it's wintertime. It's still wintertime, right?
It's fall, you mean.
First day of fall, we just celebrate.
Doesn't feel like
absolutely.
It. But I want to thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about your organization, Zero Cancer, and tell us, you know, how can people get involved with your mission?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Zero the End of Prostate Cancer, we work to advance research, encourage action, and provide education and support for men and their families. And one of the main crux of what we do is increase prostate cancer research funding. So a lot of people don't know this, but the DOD, Department of Defense, our armed services, they play a pretty big role in the war on cancer.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So there's about 30 different diseases, 30 different cancers that the DOD helps fund.
Okay.
So we protect and try to grow that.
Right.
And actually, on the prostate cancer side, this year we were able to increase prostate cancer research funding by $10 million because we were able to get everybody who comes out on events like today, and get them involved in the cause.
Wonderful.
And be able to stand up and say, we're going to make prostate cancer a federal priority. We're going to make research and getting treatments discovered. So that's a big thing of what we do. We encourage action of getting families that come out on this beautiful day, getting involved in the cause, and really putting them to work and letting them put their heart into it to go out and work health fairs and make connections with people and get the word out. Because 99% survive prostate cancer if it's caught early. 99%.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is huge.
So
I mean, that's basically everyone. You
absolutely.
Gotta find it early, though, which is what you're saying. So please go out and get tested.
And get tested, yeah. And we do free testing programs with local partners around the country, like we do here in Baltimore. We do lots of education and support. We have a program that's absolutely free.
Okay.
Patients can go onto our website, zerocancer.org, or call a toll-free number that we have.
Okay.
That if you have any problems, like if you can't get a ride to the doctor, if you think you might need to enroll in something like Social Security disability, or you're struggling and you need some help in terms of finding, like, you're trying to decide, am I gonna get the drugs that I need or keep the food on the table, like you call up and we'll point you in the right direction
that
and get you
so
the help
wonderful.
That you need.
I love it.
Absolutely.
And then I saw that you guys are doing races all over the country, so you don't
That's
have
right.
to just be here in Baltimore. Tell us a little bit about the other cities that you guys are doing this race and walk in.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's
amazing what you guys are doing.
And yeah, not just here in Baltimore, and we just started, by the way, the 5K just started.
Okay, so we
here,
have the kickoff of the race on air. The 5K runners are starting.
I might run out there. Y'all might have to call me back. I'm getting ready to run a little bit.
I shouldn't have ate all those donuts this morning. They had. I don't think I can go in it.
That's right. Get stretched out.
Let's
get going.
I love it. So what other cities
right.
are you guys in currently?
So just this weekend, we were in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Friday night.
Wow.
Okay.
Beautiful
very
event.
Cool.
Yeah, sun coming down, sunset, and everybody's out running, and it was a beautiful event. And then we were in Dayton, Ohio yesterday,
okay.
and we're in six cities next weekend from
wow.
Jacksonville
That's
to Minneapolis across the country.
Right.
And 17 events just this month.
Wow.
September's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and 40 throughout
wonderful.
The year.
That
so
is great.
Yeah, from LA to here in Baltimore to Miami to Minneapolis, Chicago, Boston,
wonderful.
All over.
That is wonderful.
Great what y'all doing.
Right.
Great.
No, that is great. Well, thank you again so much for joining us. We have your information. Can you give your contact information one more time for people that want to be a part?
Sure. Log in to zerocancer.org.
Okay.
And everything's right there. You donate, participate in one of the patient navigation programs
okay.
if you're a patient that's looking for help, or if you just want to volunteer, come
perfect.
Out and be part of one of these beautiful events.
Right.
We'd love to have everybody come down.
Perfect.
And thanks for having me on.
So much.
Oh,
such thank a pleasure
you
to
being
meet
a
you.
Part of
thank
it.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Perfect. And this broadcast is still going to keep rolling. I mean, we have another great coming to the show, because that's how big this cause is, and we have so
Absolutely.
Many great people. It's going to be great.
And, if the people could see it, didn't mean to cut you off.
Seeing is believing.
I mean, this is great. This is great. This is
that
great.
That is why.
This
mean,
is great.
Huge.
I mean, you see all the people. I'm getting ready to run. I don't
look
know.
At
y'all,
look
that
at the running with strollers.
I might
no
leave.
Excuse not to run.
I don't know. I might run. I don't know. I might run from here to there and call the call it a day.
And you know, Miles, how are you? I mean, we have a great coming on next month. I'm going to let you
My
introduce
hero.
The next one.
Hey, you know.
This is greatness
hey.
Coming in the building.
Hell, the
I know, it's right
bro.
Out here.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're going to get you live on air. People can listen. Tune in to Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM. I mean, wow. I'm
My hero.
This is
I
the
mean,
great. We're going
Earl
back
the
to
Pearl
the bullet
Monroe.
Days. I know it's
mean,
right out
hey,
here.
Let me say, hey. Earl of Pearl Monroe. I mean, it's just an honor. First, I'm going to shake your hand, sir.
Hey,
thank you
all
so
good.
Much for being
oh,
here
absolutely.
Today.
Thank
it's
you.
A great. Everyone's going to be jealous of me because I'm sitting next to Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Absolutely.
No, my dad called him Black Jesus. But
yeah, okay.
Good.
Well, for good reason.
For good reason. Yeah.
Oh,
reason.
I know the reason. Like, maybe, she's a little young, so she don't know how to.
Greatness. Every
yeah,
time
okay.
I go
absolutely,
to the
absolutely.
Capital One Center.
Right.
You know,
but
I
was
know
there,
what I'm
though.
Looking at.
I actually had an opportunity to see him play.
But you know what? First of all, I want to get to why are you, I mean, for people that don't know your story, tell us a little bit about why prostate cancer matters to you.
Well, obviously, you know, it's one of the dreaded things as you get older.
Right.
You know, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to deal as a man.
Right.
And you know, when you look out here, there are over 30,000 people a year who die from prostate
right.
cancer.
Right.
Aside from that, you know, I am a survivor, and it makes it just natural just to be here. Certainly, seeing all these people
right.
here and what they're doing. You know, early detection is so very, very important, but also, you know, research. And
right.
the only way you can get research is to have dollars. So, you know, these people coming out here and doing what they do and supporting that, they're going to be the ones who will help, you know, get rid of this dreaded disease. It's, you know, it's not a death sentence that, you know, that you,
right.
if you have it, but certainly early detection is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Right, that's what we keep
early
hearing,
detection.
Early detection. I
right.
cannot stress
right.
that enough. If you don't listen to me, listen to Earl. The great
Earl
Monroe is telling you, go get tested early. And Earl, tell us a little bit about, I mean, how did you first find out you had prostate cancer? And then tell us a little bit, I mean, what's the treatment like for prostate cancer? Because I think it's something that people don't know about. Like, what happens with prostate cancer?
Well, I just had my PSA taken, and
okay.
they told me it was a little elevated. And I went to, you know, Sloan Kettering, which is in New York.
Okay.
And, you know, they told me, you know, pretty much what was going on.
Okay.
Describe, you know, what I might do, take some shots, see how it goes, and if it doesn't go away, then maybe radiation or some other type of therapy.
Okay.
Fortunately, I detected it early.
Good.
And, you know, I'm basically in remission at this point.
Oh, wonderful.
Great.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And now, you know, I have to talk sports with you. I can't let you go without talking sports
with
you.
Don't you mention the Wizards, though.
No, I got to ask them. Do you think, I mean, what are the Wizards doing in the East? Do you think they can get back, be in that team that, first of all, wins the East? And if they do, do you think they can compete with the Golden State Warriors, who I think most people are going to say will probably win the West?
Well, you know, I'm in New York. I don't see, you know, that much good basketball.
Sorry, Knicks fan. Thank you. Okay. Oh, that was great. I like that. Y'all heard that, right?
But, you know, Wizards seems that, you know, they seem to have a pretty good team.
Right.
You know, it's all about, you know, the luck of the draw. So you
right.
can have a good team, but, you know, it's what you do, what the chemistry is like, and what your leaders are going to do in terms of trying to motivate the team.
Right.
I think they've done a good job over the last few years of trying to get this team back to the top echelon. They're going to have a, you know, shot at it. I don't think that they're going to win, and, you know, this year. But, you know.
I think a couple of years back.
Yeah. Well, you like what John Wall's trying to do.
Yeah, what do you think of, let me ask this question.
Oh, wow. I'm getting
what do you think of John Wall? I think he's one of the top four guards in the country. Would you give me your take on it? You're a basketball guy. I'm a football guy, you know. But,
well, you know, obviously he's one of the premier guards in the league.
That's right.
I think that, you know, he does a great job for this team
right.
and what they need. From what I understand, he was contemplating going to L.A.
Yeah.
These guys, you know, came up with the dollars to keep him here.
Yep, thank gosh.
So hopefully, you know, that will transcend, to more playoff games and better playoff positions, and hopefully leading somewhere along the line toward a Eastern Division championship.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
and once you get there, it's anybody's guess as to what's going to go on.
Right, right. I mean, tell us a little bit. How do you think the game of basketball has changed from when you were playing? I mean, I'm a fan of the old school basketball, but do you think it's
old
for the better that the game has changed?
Well, the game really hasn't changed that much, I'll tell you. You know, when you think in terms of the game itself, the game itself is all about who scores the most points.
Right.
That's who's going to be
that's
the winner.
That's all about.
Right.
You know, the biggest difference is the fact that you don't have the advent of centers anymore.
Oh, my God. Where are they? Right.
There you go.
Well,
every big man want to shoot the ball.
Everybody
right.
wants to shoot.
Well, the three-point players taking it out.
Thank
the
you.
European players have come in, and there's three-point shooters. So, the object of the game has obviously changed, but it's still about, you know, scoring the most points
exactly
and so
right.
forth.
Right. They all want to be like you, right?
Right.
They want to be great.
Well, now I have a question. Would you say that the low post game is non-existent now with this new basketball?
Well, it's non-existent. Or teams who don't have somebody up underneath.
You're right.
I like that.
You
like
know,
that.
Those guys who have guys who are, legitimate centers who can play with their back to the basket, well,
right.
those guys will be
right.
there.
Right.
And, and they'll utilize those guys. But the ball moves in and then moves out. So if you have a guy in the center position, the ball gets fed in the center, and people collapse, and then he's able to hit guys out on the perimeter. So the game itself, you know, has changed in that regard from being a game that was from outside in to inside out.
Wow, that is wonderful. And one more quick question. Tell us a little bit about your new book that you have out. You know, this is a good book. People need to get this book.
Well, it's actually not a new book.
Oh, not a new book. My bad.
Right.
The book that he is, okay.
This is a book that came out in 2013.
Okay.
And when I was getting ready to go out on my tour,
right.
I had my knee scoped, and my knee got infected. So
oh
I never was able to go out. I've had 11 surgeries since then
wow.
on my knees and everything else.
Wow.
And I haven't really been able to promote it. So, you know, it's all good. It's Gerald of Pearl.
Perfect. Thank
his
you so
story.
Much for joining us.
I just want to grab
my
your autograph before you
here.
Jump out.
And Earl's about to go speak, so we will have to grab him.
Yeah, maybe I can grab this real
right
quick.
Now. Okay, well, we're going to have Earl. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Monroe. And you know what? This lineup is not done yet. We have a great show ahead. Let me just name a few more of the people that we will have. Okay, Albert Johnson is here.
Oh, wow.
Right, which is
okay.
Great. Bob Ferry.
Okay, the
Bullet
Days.
Phil Chenier, who just had his jersey raised right in the Raptors at
right.
Capital One Center now. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. And don't worry, I see Miles trying to get in the stair. We're going to go back and get him. Don't worry, Miles. We're here the whole day.
Thank
you so much, Mr. Monroe, for joining us. I mean, we just had greatness here in the studio. I mean, this is great. Yeah, I think you're forgetting we're on camera, too.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's coming this whole time,
I'm
tonight.
I'm starstruck. You know, come
he's
on.
He's coming to grab an autograph.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do the broadcast.
Well,
we're live. We have people watching us.
Sorry.
You forgot we're on air. I mean, it's okay. I mean, this is Listen In with K&N. Again, star-studded lineup, but we're all here. Oh, I think he gave me the book,
call.
Too.
Absolutely. He gave it to me.
Christmas gift.
He gave it to me.
I'm really looking forward to reading this.
Give it to your dad. I know you.
Wrap it right up. It's still brand right. new. But again, we were going to – Dave Johnson. I mean, we have former Orioles. This is such a great broadcast.
Absolutely.
That's why we have no commercials. Who needs commercials when you have greatness in
okay.
the building?
And a good cause.
And a good cause. And we see the people walking around for the 5K. It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it doesn't get any better than that. And like
and
I said,
let's talk
a
little bit about
cause.
What's going to happen today. So if you
okay.
don't know, they have a 10K run.
Right.
A 5K run and walk. We have a mile walk. And then my favorite thing, they have a kids – superhero dash for dad, which is great. You know,
dad,
I don't know why we didn't come here
dad.
When I was younger.
I'm a dad.
I
somewhere.
Used to be Wonder Woman a lot when I was growing
yeah,
up. I would have been right here in a little Wonder Woman costume with my curls running around with my dad. And then, you know what, I haven't done Zumba since college, but they have a Zumba workout, so I'm going to have to be a part of that later. But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening later. We have another guest to the show. How are you?
How you doing? How's it going?
Welcome to the show, Miles. I'm going to let you introduce the next guest that we have here, because it's a special day, and we have, I mean, just a wonderful lineup.
A former Globetrotter.
I have something to say.
Can I try out?
Can you try out?
Yeah, guy told me last time I played basketball, he said, you know, Miles, you know, you ain't got it. I heard you lost a step. I said, but not two. I went down the lane and laid it up.
I know you got good post moves,
hey.
Man.
I'm a guard.
I used to play, too.
Oh.
I could be a Globetrotter.
Absolutely.
I guess I got to do a lot more workouts. But we are so excited to have you here today. First of all, thank you for coming to Listen In with K&N.
Right. Oh, thanks
it's
for having me.
It's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about what brought you out this morning to this racing walk.
Well, you know, Mr. Siegel is a strong supporter of my program in Baltimore.
Well, what's your program?
It's called True Smith Youth Empowerment.
Wonderful.
We use basketball as a tool to draw the kids in.
Okay.
Right. And we have life lessons, basketball camps, education, just everything to take the kid to the next level. And
wonderful.
Mr. Siegel is a strong supporter of our programs. I love him. And
he's
look
a great
at this.
Guy.
Look at this show out.
All
know.
These people out here.
Yes,
I mean, over 4,000 people. We're all
there
here. I mean, this looks like a football game Saturday, but we're here for a good cause.
Yes,
racing
ma'am.
And walking. I'm going to get out there later and join them.
No,
but
you're not.
Look at you trying to go with me. But the Globetrotters. Well, what are the Globetrotters doing? I remember growing up watching them, even now. I mean, just some great stuff happening with the Globetrotters. Tell us a little bit about what are they doing now, and you know, what are they doing in the community as well as on the basketball court?
Well, you know, the Globetrotters been around 92 years.
Amazing, right.
And, you know, they've touched hundreds of countries, and
right.
I've been to 52. And
wonderful.
You know, they're ambassadors, global ambassadors.
Right.
It's about goodwill. It's about bringing people together and just putting smiles on people's faces.
I love it. Right.
And authentically using basketball
right.
as the draw to get everybody fascinated
right.
and
family.
Just bringing family
yeah,
together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's the best thing, you know, and that's what we have to understand. Life
right.
is precious, and we got to
exactly.
put it together.
You got to make the most of every moment,
Yeah, so,
I mean, what got you, tell me, I mean, how did you want to be a Globetrotter? You know, what was happening when you were a kid? And then what does one have to do to be a Globetrotter?
Well, you know, my story is a little different.
Okay.
I was a baseball, football,
okay.
I played box. And basketball, you know, because I'm kind of short. You know, I only played my senior year.
Okay.
So a lot of people always, like, shocked, like, you only played 1 year high
and school
basketball.
Yeah, that's unusual.
But I always tell kids all the time, you never know who's watching you.
Right.
You're always being interviewed.
Right.
And I was at a place where I was just playing.
Right.
For a CBA team called the Rockford Lightning.
Okay.
And the Globetrotter representative seen me.
Oh, okay.
And said, well, I think you can be a Globetrotter.
Wow, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
There you go.
Nice.
Yep, so 125 players tried out, and
wonderful.
Only four made it. And
wow.
God bless
four.
Me.
Four out of 125.
You took my spot. See, I came out there. I'm a lot taller.
Oh,
know.
Man.
I'm
he's pretty short.
Short
I'm like
man.
Just
and I'm a short guy,
five,
you know. You know, hey. Not the size of the dog, size of the fighting the
exactly.
dog.
Exactly,
yes,
and that's why he's
go.
A living testament
there you
to
go.
It.
Absolutely.
I love it. We have everybody out here. I mean, Globetrotters, Orioles, Colts,
do you know anybody personally that in your family that just have touched or
yeah, that prostate cancer has touched
that's
or anyone?
Yes, I've lost a lot of family members to
wow.
prostate cancer. I'm trying to get my father. It's funny that you say that. My father was in the Marines, Vietnam
okay.
War.
Wow.
And you know that Agent Orange.
Right.
I'm like, Dad, please get checked out. So I hope to have him come, you know, to be a part of this.
Okay,
and,
great.
And be influenced to be checked out.
Wonderful.
But I've lost a lot of family members to prostate.
Oh, my great. Gosh. And you talked about it. But come here, get tested. They're also doing flu shots here. I mean, there's no reason to not come out here. I mean, it's free, first
yeah,
of all,
that,
right?
That's the
free
key.
Is good
free.
To a lot of people.
You
they
know,
even got free food and snacks
know,
for you guys.
I'm going over there in a minute.
Towson's
yeah.
easy to get to. Get it right off
absolutely.
The highway.
Beautiful stadium.
And
I
it's
mean,
beautiful.
Everybody's here. And like I say, I mean, if you get a chance to see this and
yep,
see how people come together and all the things that they're doing here.
I love
here.
It.
Just,
yes, sir.
It's just
cause.
Great.
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith,
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
And I just want to say to y'all, I'm proud of y'all.
Oh,
y'all keep doing
you.
What you're doing. Your spirit
thank
is
you.
Phenomenal.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Just keep making it happen. Can I have a picture
okay.
with y'all?
Oh, my
absolutely.
God, please.
Hey.
So broadcasting, but look, we're getting picture taken. They're live
absolutely.
On the radio.
Y'all celebrities.
Yeah.
This
one
is
one.
Wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
We're having a good time down here.
Oh, you with the Globetrotters. I mean, shoot, took my spot. So how is it, you know,
we're
you
taking
stay
pictures.
Down there.
We're doing everything.
Thank you, my man.
And to everyone listening,
thank you, buddy.
Continue
thank
to listen
you.
In with K&N.
Yes.
One more. We got taking pictures out here. We're having a good time out here.
Oh, yeah. When they take a picture of me, then yeah, we're having a good time.
Big shout out,
you know.
This is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Having so much fun out here. All right, we got to keep the broadcast rolling, Miles.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith, for
keep
joining us.
Keep on pushing.
Because we have people listening to us. But next, oh my gosh, we have another legend in the building, which is great. We have, oh my gosh, we're going back to the good old days. We're going back to the Houston Oiler days,
hey,
wow.
Hey.
When football, I mean, good football out in Houston. We have the one and only Mr. Al Johnson joining us. First of all, Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for coming to listen in with K&N. It's a pleasure to have you.
It is nice to be here. This is Baltimore's my home.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm a Baltimore Spurs fan, so anytime I connect with Baltimore people, it's wonderful.
Yes, yes. I went to Douglas High School and got out in 68 and went to the University of Cincinnati from Douglas and played. And then I played 7 years in the NFL with the Houston Oilers.
Right.
The defunct Houston Oilers. Now they moved them to Tennessee.
Right.
Right.
And
so,
now, right.
Absolutely.
So do you still like the Houston team out there?
Oh,
how's
yeah.
Texas
oh, yeah.
Doing?
Oh, they're doing fine. the great new young quarterback.
Yeah.
And so
we
expect a lot of things out of him.
I right. think he has a bright future. I mean,
absolutely.
You win the national championship game right at Clemson. We all remember that game.
Unbelievable
finish.
Yes.
And then, I mean, I remember last week, he did really well.
Absolutely.
I mean, this
scored
guy, they
first
threw him
NFL
in there.
Touchdown.
Exactly.
And what a touchdown that was. Hey, I mean, he scored in
long
style.
Exciting young man. We can't go wrong with him.
Not at all. Not at all.
And also, I want to say my hats off to J.J. Watt for, you know,
oh my
that
gosh.
Money that he paid
over
for
$32 million,
$32
for,
million
Houston.
Dollars for Houston. That was devastating.
Oh my
gosh. Houston loves J.J.
Oh
okay, I promise you, he can't do anything. He can't do anything wrong.
Right.
Maybe he'll run for president. You know?
Hey,
at this point, he can.
Time, yeah.
You know?
Hey.
And I think he could win.
Right.
I'm a button my lip on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a button.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, it's not stopped, right?
Johnson,
yeah.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Right.
But no, JJ, like you said, I mean, he's doing great things. Not only off the field. field but on the field. I mean, J.J. Watt is one of the best to play that position.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's tremendous, and he's the anchor of the team, and he lifts up everybody. So
right.
It's exciting to see him, and he's such a young guy, you know. And yes, he is. And coming from Baltimore and the Colts back
right.
in the day,
right.
Gino Marchetti,
mm-hmm.
so he's in that realm, you know,
right.
of Big Daddy Lipskin, all those guys.
Know
you know, he's dominating like that, man. He's dominating like that. So we're excited about what the possibilities of the Houston Texans.
Right.
That is wonderful. I mean, first of all, I want to talk to you about Baltimore.
Okay.
How much has Baltimore changed? I feel like every time I come back, it's something new and changing, and I know they're trying to redevelop Baltimore. So what are your thoughts on that? And, you know, what still needs to happen in Baltimore, in your opinion?
Well, you need to find something more to do with the kids.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I grew up in a league, James Mosier's Little League.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard of it, but there were several guys that put that together, and that kind of background kept us out of trouble.
Right. Right.
And so I promise you, if more people would get involved with the young people, we wouldn't have the problems I think that we're having with them.
Right.
You know, I'm old school.
Right.
You know, I'm old school, and I used to, you know. Young kids don't understand that sometimes. I know you want to be rowdy, but you got to be respectful for people, and
right.
that's my thing.
Right.
And I work now at Prairie View A&M University.
Okay.
And
okay.
So that's my day job, and I try to tell the young people, learn to love somebody else.
Oh, that's so
and bring
vital.
Some, you know,
especially in today's climate.
Yes, because. Yeah. You know, you don't know what's in store for you, but if you learn to lead with love, you're going to be all right.
I agree. Wonderful. And, you know, I want to go back to talking to you about your days with the Houston Oilers. Tell us, I know you have some good stories from those days.
Oh, there you go with the stories.
I
always
stories.
Try to find out something.
I love stories. Give me some juice. No, I'm just like, just tell us a good story.
Well, not too much. All right, I'm just going to give you this, and this is my last year, Bum Phillips.
Great guy. Absolutely.
He gave me an opportunity to play. He thought enough of me to make Earl Campbell my roommate. And I said, wow, Earl. He put me in with Earl when we
right.
traveled. You
right.
know, and Earl was huge. You understand?
Yeah. That's
man.
Wow.
I said, man, this is some unbelievable, and we've been friends since then. So you
wow.
know, so but that's the dirt of me in the NFL. Earl was my roommate,
wow.
and then he went on to be Rookie of the Year and
right,
all that stuff.
Right.
So, and a great running back as he was.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And then before I let you go, just talk a little bit about what brought you out today, and then why is it so important for people to support a cause like this.
Well, my wife is a survivor.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
And she's here with me. We actually came up. I went to the University of Cincinnati. Navy beat our butts yesterday.
Maryland got beat up on.
Maryland got beat up on yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my friend Tay Thompson got in touch with me, and he said, man, can you come up? I said, man, it works out perfect. I'll definitely be there to help support what you're doing, and.
Right.
And anytime you can help somebody, that's what you're
right.
supposed to do.
Exactly.
And all you want me to do is come and sign some pictures.
You're like, hey.
Hey, I'm done, man.
I love to
help people, and that's
oh,
where I was
wonderful.
Raised. You know, I was in my family, my grandmother, my father. If I can help my town, it's still my town.
Right.
I love it, and anything that's positive, we gotta have it.
I love it. Thank you
all right.
so much, Mr. Johnson.
No problem. I appreciate it. God bless y'all.
It.
All right. God bless
you. Houston Oilers fans, Mr. Johnson fans, he will be around all day. We're here until
Absolutely.
11. So even after this broadcast, come get an autograph. Come here to Johnny
come
United Stadium.
Come meet him, more important.
I mean, come meet him. Come meet greatness.
Absolutely.
A legend, a true football legend. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very
here.
Much.
Such
God bless
pleasure.
Y'all. God bless
Such
y'all.
A pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Such
okay.
a pleasure. We're going to keep this broadcast rolling. I mean, wow. Are you good now with autographs?
Hey, I'm
going
to try to get an autograph.
We have video going. You're trying to block it.
Yeah,
thank you so
yeah.
much. and we are still going. Give us 1 second.
Yeah, but you know, it's just exciting what we have out here today. I mean, you can look at all the people that's coming out here. You know, it's just so amazing.
It's huge. And guess who we have next? We have a Jamaican runner, Sanjay, coming. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Right.
It's great. Yeah. Hello, hello, everyone listening. We have Sanjay coming to us. Let's make sure everyone can hear you because we want to make sure they hear the greatness. That is, well, first of all, thank you for coming to the show.
Oh, of course.
We are delighted to have
you.
Nice, nice. And first off, I know so much going on in Jamaica right now.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us a little bit about your thoughts. And, I mean, how can people help? I feel like we keep seeing all these hurricanes and stuff coming. I know, you know, just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it's very unfortunate with all the hurricanes we've been having lately coming through the Caribbean. Unfortunately, you know, Jamaica wasn't hit by the hurricane, but we had a lot of tropical storm weather.
Right, coming. Mm-hmm.
But I know in the Eastern Caribbean, the smaller islands got hit pretty bad.
Yeah.
I know Puerto Rico got hit, the Turks and Caicos, you know, so just want to take, you know, time out to, you know, say a prayer for all the families in the Caribbean.
Right.
Hope everybody, you know, could get through this hard time.
Right, wonderful.
Know,
I love the message. Another great message. You're here today for prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about what brought you out today to this race and walk.
Okay, so my background is athletic.
Okay.
I'm a 3-time Olympic athlete
from
Jamaica.
I'm next to an Olympian. Uh-oh, watch out now.
Olympic silver medalist, world championship in track and field. I met Dr. Siegel 2 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, when I met him, I told him that I wanted to give back to the African-American community.
Wonderful.
You know, in any way I can.
Right.
And with myself, my background is fitness. I own a fitness company by the name of MVP Fitness.
Okay.
I have a whole lot of professional track and field athletes, Olympic athletes that I coach.
Wonderful.
And I just think, you know, it would be good for me to come out in the community.
Absolutely.
And talk about fitness as it relates to prostate cancer.
Oh, I love it. So you train Olympians. If I want to get Olympian, Sanjay, you're saying you can train me to be one of the greatest.
There you go. I can get you ready to get running again.
I can get you ready.
You know,
all right,
I'm a walking front man myself. I'm going to walk. I'm not going to run. I did my
Kelsey Nelson, look out for me, 2020.
Okay. All right.
No, that is wonderful. I mean, tell us a little bit more. I know, how did you even first get into track and field? I mean, tell us a little about your background. How did you get into the sport? And then how does one become so fast? I've been trying.
Well, I think the most fundamental thing with the athlete is talent.
Okay.
You know, you have to be talented, and then, you know, of course, hard work, good coaching. There's a lot of different variables that goes into someone being fast. But, of course, talent is the number one thing,
of course.
Building on that talent throughout the years with good coaching, dedication, everything like that.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so you grew up in Jamaica,
right? I grew up in Jamaica. Everybody's fast.
I was just about to say that. I wanted you to say it first. I feel like every Jamaican, I know that they're fast. I mean, what? Are y'all jumping in the water? Like, what's happening? I mean, is it a plantain? Like, what is it?
No, I think, you know, it's just a gift from God.
That's wonderful.
It's just a gift from God. And Jamaica has truly been blessed as a country with speed. There are two of my runners over here.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
Okay.
They're supporting
you. I probably can outrun them there because they're tired. You know, if I got in there, they can outrun them.
That is great. I love it. Tell us a little bit about your runners now. And again, tell us, how can people, you know, get in contact with you to join your fitness program?
Okay. So the name of my professional track club is Chase Athletics.
Okay.
We got 10 Olympic runners. We are based out of Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
And if you want to get in contact with me, you could go to my website. It's www.mymvpfitness.com.
Okay, wonderful.
And we do professional coaching for basketball, football players, of course, Olympic runners. I also do corporate wellness programs in my company. Personal training.
Right.
So we do a wide variety of things, you know.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
That's
and before
good.
I let you go, I have to hear from you, because you know I like stories, Miles.
Yep. Oh,
can you tell me, who was maybe the hardest person you ran against, you know? I mean, tell me a little about that. Who was the most competitive, let's say that, because nobody's hard for you. Who was the most competitive person you ran against that really tested you?
Well, probably the most competitive person I've ran against was Usain Bolt.
I figured you would say that, okay.
You know, my teammate, we ran a couple of times, you know, when he was younger in his career.
Right.
In the 400 meters.
Okay.
So Usain is one, and probably Michael Johnson was one of my biggest competitors.
Okay.
When I was a young athlete coming through, When I just graduated Auburn, Mike was at the end of his career at
right.
the Sydney Olympics, and I won my silver medal. So those are two of the greatest competitors I ever really competed
wow.
against, Usain Bolt and,
wow.
and Michael Johnson.
And what a career he's had. I mean, it's so crazy. You're still
yeah.
seeing him retire and hanging it all up.
Yeah. Fantastic career. And, you know, hopefully, you know, one of my young athletes over here, maybe,
the next Usain Bolt.
Maybe I can find the next Usain Bolt.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you have your contact information.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
know where to go, right, to find
yeah.
it. So thank you again so much for joining
yeah, it's
us.
A pleasure. It's
You'll
a
be
pleasure.
Here all day, right?
Yeah.
So people can come meet
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
He's here all day. Come meet an Olympian here, Johnny United Stadium. Towson University,
there
easy
you
to get to. It's
hey.
A beautiful day. I mean,
yes,
we can have asked
hey.
For anything better, so it's wonderful.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure having me.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank
you
so much. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I have to make sure you get one of my cards.
Yeah.
Live broadcast. We had Olympians. Thank you so much. Former
yeah.
football players. Basketball,
hey.
Great.
I mean,
it's been
great.
A great day.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful yeah. day. This is Listen In with KNN on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 yeah. FM. Listen weekly, but you know, this week we had two episodes. Earlier, I did a podcast version with Fred Smoot. You can go download that on iTunes and Google Play. It was a great episode. Oh, first of all, I love Fred's accent. Everyone that listens to the episode,
mouth for the South.
Mouth for the South. And let me tell you something. Fred is from Jackson, Mississippi. I have family in Jackson, Mississippi, so I got some cool points with my family for having Fred on.
Right.
But you know, my dad told me to mention this. Fred talked about his high school beating up on my dad's school. My dad said, Kelsey, back in the day, Callaway used to beat up on Provine High School.
Wow.
So I have to say that back to Fred.
That's something personal between y'all. Because I'm from up here and
the Redskins are on prime time tonight. And we have Brian Mitchell week before on my podcast.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little about, we're gonna get off topic a little bit. We're going to talk a little about the Redskins, right? They play the Raiders tonight, prime time. Miles, can Kirk Cousins lead the Redskins to the promised land and get the win 2 in a row they're trying to get?
I don't know. They might have some of the kicks out of it. Out of the offense, but then their defense is still suspect. So, I don't know. I think
the Raiders have a good defense, though, actually. Both of their defense are pretty good. And you know what? I think it's going to come. You know, the Redskins had, I mean, you know, they were the first team to eclipse the 200-yard mark for runners.
Right.
And that's something you don't think
okay.
about that. The Redskins have been running well. My only problem with Kirk is his chuck pass. He really hasn't got anything over 20 yards, so he's not
right.
having good luck with the deep ball. But if Kirk gets the protection, he's a decent quarterback. Just
yeah.
keep him protected. But I don't know if the Raiders' defense is going to be coming after him. Honestly, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a lot of back and forth. But I think the Redskins are going to beat the Raiders. I don't know. Marshawn Lynch fans might be like, no.
But you said it. You know, about the band, the world be a kitchen.
It will be
so.
Great. And you know what? We have another special guest joining us on the show. Hi, we have Mr. Dave Johnson, a former Baltimore Oriole. I love it. Baltimore is in the building.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Baltimore, I mean, we're in Baltimore. They should be in the
building.
We
got all of them.
You know.
I got to talk about the Orioles, though, first, Mr. Johnson. I mean, what happened with the Orioles this season?
Okay, can we talk basketball?
No.
And I don't know the first thing about it, but it might be better to talk about than the Orioles. Now, look, it comes down to pitching, quite frankly, and
right.
they pitched so poorly
right.
In the first half and almost two-thirds of the season, and then when they kind of gave us a little glimpse there
yeah.
right after the All-Star break,
right.
and you're like, wait a minute, because all the guys in the rotation actually have a track record where
right.
they have done, you know, well at times in their career, actually as early as last year, but it was just a total collapse. I mean, other than Bundy and Gosman, who turned it on, because, I mean, Kevin Gausman was the big surprise to me, that this guy finished the second half so well last year.
Right.
And then this year, statistically, going into the All-Star break, he was the worst starting pitcher in baseball. That didn't make any sense to
no.
me, because his stuff was just too good.
Right.
And then he, you know, turned it on, and now all of a sudden, in the second half, he's had a really good second half, and Bundy's been the most consistent pitcher. But you can't win with two pitchers. You gotta have guys that give you, you know, more consistent innings. And the problem is that they were giving up 4, 5, 6 runs in
right.
the first 2 or 3 or 4 innings. So offensively, it's a lot more difficult to come back
right.
when you're down 5 or 6. As a starting pitcher, you know, I was a starting pitcher. If I had 4 or 5 runs to work with, it wasn't easy, but it sure was easier
yeah,
for me
absolutely.
To attack you guys.
Right.
And you had to come back and play station baseball. So it was unfortunate. And this is going to be the first losing season since 2011.
I know, it's terrible.
Now that they lost last night, they had to
yep.
win like 7 in a row in order to finish 500.
Yep.
But it just
right.
wasn't to be had.
It was tough. We'll talk about the better days.
All right.
Well, I have a question. I'm not going to let you ease it. I'm
oh,
have a question.
Okay. He's kind of grilling
so, what
on
do you
it.
Think of the Nationals team? I'm going to pick up the
babies
down
there.
I'm a DC guy. I'm a DC guy. And, you know, we have some young guys that we seem to get there but can't quite
as with our peace in D.C. Get over
right.
that hump.
Well, and, you know, Strasburg has been hurt going into the playoffs before when they got there before. And Steven can be such a dynamic pitcher, clearly. But this year, I think, you know, this really could kind of be their
Uh-oh.
Year. They have a better rotation than they've had, and they always had a good one over the last
right.
4 or 5 years. But now with Scherzer, who's just terrific, and Strasburg is healthy, pitching
right.
well.
Yep.
And then Gio Gonzalez is having a very good year this year. And then Tanner Roark, who's their fourth starter, I mean, this guy's won 15 games twice, two out of 3 years.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good four. I won't say that they have the best rotation in baseball, but, boy, they're in the top three or four.
Wow.
So it comes down to pitching,
right.
and when you can throw that type of pitching out at you. Now, we haven't even talked about an offense that, with
yep.
remember, they when they traded for the guy from the White Sox, and I can't remember his name now, the outfielder got hurt early on, but... And he was going to be good. They got Trey Turner back, who can you
yep.
know be at the top of the order. But look, if they get Harper back, and Harper can be anything like he can be. I mean, even if Harper's 75 or 80%, he's needs to bat third
team.
Or fourth.
Right.
And so they are good, and their bench is so much stronger
yes.
this year. You know, they signed Adam Lind
right.
to probably play short. I mean, the first base.
Right.
Because they weren't sure Ryan Zimmerman could stay healthy.
Right.
Now
yep.
Ryan Zimmerman's having a monster year
exactly.
again.
Yep.
So I mean, I really do think. That this could be the year. Now, look, short series, you know, best of five, best
right.
of seven, anything can happen. But I think they're more prepared this year than ever before to finally get past
Absolutely.
That
get
first
that
series. Yeah.
Get.
And remember, I said this on Tony Perkins' show. I said this might be the Nationals' year.
Right.
You know, I feel better solidifying it with Mr.
Right.
Dave Johnson saying it as well.
Well, normally if I say it, they're in trouble. So I don't know whether I just jinxed them or what.
And you know, Mr. Johnson, I would love to hear a little bit about, I mean, tell us a little bit about when you used to play for the Orioles. I mean, how did you get into baseball, first of all?
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, what was your favorite thing about playing for the Orioles here in Baltimore?
Well, I was fortunate because I grew up here in Baltimore. So I'm a local guy. I grew up in eastern Baltimore County over
okay.
Middle River. And, you know, my lifelong dream was, of course, to play for the Orioles, you know, as a kid. And when growing up as Dave Johnson, Davey Johnson was playing for the Orioles at the
yeah.
time, playing second base. So when I was, you know, I was born in 59. So, you know, Davey Johnson in 65, 66 when they won the World Series, you know, I'm 6, 7 years old.
Right.
So as a 10, 11, 12-year-old, Davey Johnson playing for the Orioles, and they're going to the World Series, 69, 70, 71. The Orioles were, you know, great.
Right.
And having guys like Brooks Robinson and Jim Palmer, you know, they were my idols. So,
right.
you know, growing up here in Baltimore, then, you know, I went to high school. I went to Overly High School. Wasn't really good in high school. I kind of I drove a tractor trailer full time for about 3 years after
okay.
high school, and then went back to went to the Community College of Baltimore here off of Liberty Heights,
yeah.
Liberty Heights campus, and played there for 2 years. Ended up getting signed by the Pirates and just working my way through the system, and then I got traded to the Orioles in '89. And the Orioles, of course, in '88 the Orioles had lost I think 107 games. Fortunately, I was not part of that.
Right.
But in '89 when I came, I got traded over. I came up and was part of that why not season.
Nice.
So I was very fortunate to be here and play for the 3 seasons. And, you know, growing up here and getting a chance to wear the orange and black. And then my son pitched here in 2012 and 13, so he was here for 3 or 4 years and parts of the season.
Yeah.
So very fortunate to kind of be involved in all that. And now I do the radio and TV stuff
for
the
them.
Orioles.
Yeah.
So I play golf about 4 times a week
and
talk about the Orioles. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, for a Baltimore kid, I'm a...
It's a dream.
It's a dream come true.
You
feel wonderful.
A David Johnson in the Orioles organization, huh?
So it's all good.
That's how you know it's wonderful. Mrs. Lutz, thank you so much. And before I let you go, I have to ask you a little bit, I mean, what brought you out here today? Why did you want to be a part of something like
this? Well, Frank Collada, good friend. And Frank,
okay.
Frank knows all the former players in the area, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, whatever.
Right.
And Frank does a lot in the community with different charitable things.
Wonderful.
But when Frank asked me last year, you know, to be involved,
right.
and, you know, he said, hey, you know, come on out. It's been 7 in the morning. I'm like, 7 in the morning?
Ooh.
What are you talking about, 7 in the morning? No charity can be that important.
Well, we got to get 5.
But, yeah. Okay, well, I almost feel better.
Yeah.
I got home last night about 3. So,
oh, wow.
But anyway, yeah, so Frank said, hey, you know, can you come out? And it's a great event. So,
right.
you know, some of the guys, Joe Wurselak's here, who I played with, and
yeah.
Ross Grimsley, who was before me. But it's great. Look, I get a chance to... I just met Earl Monroe.
Yeah.
I mean, Earl the Pearl. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? I was a kid growing up playing for the Bullets. I mean, you know, so it's just... Yeah, it's just a great event, and anytime you can lend, look, we come around, we say hi, and we sign autographs. I mean, what's the point? So
I love seeing the joy on the kids' faces, and especially for you guys, the parents' faces, and like, oh my gosh, they're meeting these
Of course, my thing is always that I'm always going like, okay, do you know I'm Dave Johnson, not Davey Johnson? and actually, Davey Johnson, when he played for the Orioles, was Dave Johnson. He didn't become Davey Johnson until he went to the Mets as a manager and then came back for the Orioles. So I think, you know, because people say, oh, yeah, I love that. You know, when you were manager, I'm like, no, that wasn't me. That was the other guy. But that's okay. That's okay.
We know who you are. That's good for him. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again so much.
Good talking to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We heard from the great Dave Johnson, Orioles fans. That's my special treat and gift to you for all.
Absolutely. Hey.
That is wonderful.
We got all the stars out here. We got everybody out.
We did. I mean, we did so many great, great, great things. I mean, it was wonderful. We had so many, I mean, just greatness on. Everyone listening, thank you so much for staying tuned. I mean, wow. And again, this is something that happens annually. So if you can't get out here this year, guess what that means? Next year or around this time, guess what you should be doing?
Absolutely.
That means you should be, guess what? What should I be doing, Miles? Hey, looking out for this race.
Absolutely.
There's no reason not to. ZeroCancer.org. Chesapeake Urology. I mean, thank you for having us. It's
absolutely.
Been great.
Hey.
Tom Ferry is here, you know, for Blue. I mean, I've never been in. I don't think it's so much greatness. Because these are legends.
Absolutely.
These are who people who are playing now hope to be, right?
Right. And then again, they get a chance to meet you.
And you get to meet me.
Absolutely.
It's a win-win. No, who am I?
All right.
And you get these cool blue shirts that we got on. These are some of the nicest t-shirts I've ever worn, honestly. And I'm not even a spokesmodel for them. They're comfortable. They're stretchy.
Absolutely.
I'm going to start wearing t-shirts more often. And has our logo on the back.
There you go.
The official Listening with KNN and Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this broadcast. We went a little bit longer, but guess what? It didn't matter because
it
was great. And we know you guys
great
enjoyed
call.
Hearing it.
And that showed you that Fox Sports, you know, really.
Fox Sports cares. We're
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
We're here. I have to thank Glenwood Thomas for being here with me
absolutely.
This morning. I had to get him all the way from deep in Virginia.
Okay.
But guess what?
You
he didn't mind. He made
you
it
made
on
it.
Time
there you go.
To help us broadcast this show. I mean, it's been great. I'm Kelsey Nicole Nelson. This is Listening with KNN. You can listen each and every week. Where can they find me? Guess what? It's easy. Get your fingers. I'm going to call them Twitter fingers. Everyone's on Twitter now.
Yeah.
We're on social media, 1340 AM Fox Sports. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, everything. The website is www.foxsports1340am.com. That's where all my content can be found. I have KelseyNicoleNelson.com as well if you'd like to find out more about me. Miles, thanks so much for having me. He is with the Minor Football League.
Thanks for having me.
www.mflishere.com to find out more about Miles. I mean, it's been great. I got to wear the Fox Sports hat, though, today. You're really helping me out today. I appreciate it. Thanks for being my co-host. Again, each
thanks
and every week, Listening with KNN will be here. There's no reason to not do it. I'm on iTunes, Google Play, everything. All right, thanks so much, and that does it for this edition of Listening with KNN.